Okay, Rabbi Sad. This week, Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish the sugya here with Tafel V'Yikya, Pigel. Masiv Rabbi. So we'll read this last piece of Gemara till the Mishnah. Masiv Rabbi. So again, we had a machlekes according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer hold that even though the shlil and the shelly and the shlil are not spagel kov, but they become the spagel machmasakov. That was the primary chiddush of Rabbi Lezer. That there's basically three categories. There's things that can't become pigul at all. They're out of the parasha of pigul, like Cholov, Beitzei Toirim, those things. Then there's a category that's standard, which basically knows that category is mefagel the carbon, is mefagel. If you make the carbon pigel, it becomes pigel with the carbon. If you mefagel it, the carbon becomes pigel. That's the standard. Any kazayas of the behemah, any kazayas of the emurim, any dam, anything that's either nikta or nechal, on that is a din of pigel. Full-fledged. Both it's mefagel and it's mespagel. Rabbi Lezer was mechanic that some of these elements of the behemah, like the shlil and the shelya, although they don't qualify to make the animal pigel, if the animal becomes pigel, they become pigel with the animal. That's what we have. Those are three categories. And as we said, there's no question that the simple way to learn is that Rabbi Lezer is learning that there's a din of Tafel V'Yikel, and therefore, normally when you make something pigel, that becomes the central part of the carbon shall pigel, because there is such a thing called a carbon of pigel, and that grabs the rest of the behemah to give it a din pigel. And Rabbi Lezer holds that these items, although they're a Tafel and they're not worthy to be able to capture the rest of the behemah, and that's why it's not mefagel the behemah, but if you mefagel the behemah, it becomes pigel along with the behemah. That's unquestionably the way to learn Rabbi Lezer. Zichin the Havamina, the only debate that we were having 2 weeks ago in the shir, the whole shir we were discussing, was what's the maskana? The Havamina is zichin. The Havamina is that according to Rabbi Lezer, these items, the shlil and shelya, they're not enough of an ikker to be able to make the rest of the animal. However, they're definitely part of the carbon, and that's why if the carbon becomes pigel, they become pigel. Whereas the eggs of the bird and the milk, that's not even part of the carbon. And that's why they don't become pigel. They're not a tuffel, they're not part of the carbon. Tuffel means it's part of it. They're not even part of the carbon. That's the simple explanation. Using that way of thinking in the Havamina, so we understood very good the Havamina of the Gemara, that for sure, according to the letter, like a Kavuchayma, somebody would just be mefagel the shlil. Just have a shlil shlil. Okay? Well, the shelya, that's the only thing he would have in mind. It would also become pigel. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, it is part of the karma. And it is susceptible to pigel. The only thing is, it doesn't have the ability to capture the karma. To almost be a kavuchayma, it becomes pigel together with the rest of the carbon. I'm tough on the kale. If you isolate it, you mefagel the shit, the shulim will become pigel. The only thing it lacks is the ability to capture the rest of the carbon. So with that in mind, let's finish the sugi. So the Gemara says, Masiv Rabbe. So Rab is trying to bring a raya. Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Rab is trying to bring a raya against Rabbi Lezer. Zokter Masiv Rabbe. His raya is Eilu Shein Mefaglim. Says the following don't become pigel, and it says clear. The aim is paglim. Not only they can't make the carbon pigel, they can't become pigel. And in that list, is semer shebrosh kvasim. The hair on the head of the kvasim, sar shebezakin tiyoshim. The hair on the beard of the tiyoshim, or haroite vakifa, va'olo va'amoro va'atzomis va'aginim va'kanayim va'atlofayim, va'ashliu va'ashelia. V'cholov ha'mugdosh. All of these things, all of these items, kulon, lo mefaglin v'lo mespaglin. They don't make the carbon. And they don't become pigul. Simply, they don't become pigul from the carbon. So the Gemara says, v'charaya l'chore not like a belezer. But according to a belezer, it should. V'en chayovan ala mishim pigul lois avetame. Again, because it's not part of the carbon. V'amala meyem b'chutzpot. If you go and makriv it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're potter, because since it's not roi, you only chayev outside for something that's roi, the oil moyed inside. But since the Yisrael are not roi fakra, there's no difference. Chutz. It says the Gemara, my loy mefaglin, that's a zev. That we understand. All of these items, they don't make the zev out of the pickle. The loy mefaglin, machman, is the raya, not like the left. Rav Lezer says that this category of shlul shel, even though it's not faglin or it becomes pigul, and here the Mishnah says clearly, it's a mefaglin and a mispaglin. It doesn't make the carbon pigul, it doesn't become pigul from the carbon. So it's a two-way street. Says the Gemara, no. When it says loy mispaglin, it doesn't mean that. Loy mispaglin machmas zevach, loy mispaglin machmas asmon. That's the Gemara's tevez. Doesn't mean that. When it says loy mispaglin, it doesn't mean loy mispaglin machmas zevach. It means loy mispaglin machmas atzma. It means if you had in mind just for these items, just for the shlul and the shelya, that won't become pigul. Right? But avad, if you had in mind the korban, they would become pigul. That's the Gemara's text. So this is what we were struggling terribly the last week, the last year. But how does that make any sense? Why would there be a difference between if you befoggle the carbon, then it would become pigle with the befoggle in itself, it would become pigle. Once it's a loch of tofel v'yikir, right? Once you're telling me it's a tofel v'yikir and it's a tofel to the carbon. So as long as you had in mind pigle for that itself, it should become pigle. Which clearly, like I said, that's the havamin of the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara is there is no distinction. The Gemara is saying, no, there is a distinction between the Fagel independently and then become pickled together with the rest of the Kol. That's what the Gemara is saying. So it's hazy. We were working with this last year, but it's hazy to understand what the Teretz is. Okay, and it has to be a Svar, as we said, because there's no Pesukim for this. It has to be illogical, what the Gemara is saying. Says the Gemara, then we had another problem. Another problem with this whole thing is it lists over here tzemer sheberosh kvasim, right? The hair on top of the head of the sheep, right? This is the oil that there's no din of pigul on the hair on top of the head. So Rashi already points out that we're talking about the tzemer sheberosh kvasim, even though it's part of the or haroish, and which is not bechlal hefshet. Means that head, the oil of the oil has to be skin, that's from the body. The head of the oil, you don't have to take off the skin. It's not skin. So that does go on the mizbech. That's what we're saying. But the hair on top of the hair connected to the skin doesn't have a din of pigul. That's what the Gemara said. So this we were struggling. This we didn't even begin to talk about. Why would that be? Meaning, Mamanovshach. Either there should be no pigul on the skin either. Clearly we're making a distinction. That somewhere, the wool that's connected to the skin on the head, no pigul. So Rashi says, even though the skin itself, there's no difference. That's what Rashi means to say. So the skin itself, there would be no pigul. That's what Rashi means to say. Rashi can explain it. What's the chiddush of the wool on the head? Because the wool is connected to the skin, which stays connected to the head. Rashi means to say, on the skin, there will be a din of pigul. Because it doesn't have it. Because you don't have to remove it. goes on the mizbech. So therefore, on that there would be pickle. But on the hair, there won't be pickle. Why not? Should be the same thing. There's no din to remove the hair either. There's no din to remove the hair. If the fact that the Torah is not mechayiv you to remove it is enough of a reason why there should be a din of pickle on it, then the hair should also qualify. Rashi's saying the chiddush is that this hair is connected to the skin, which is connected to the head, and that skin that's on the head doesn't to be skinned. Meaning, the skin itself is a din of pickle.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
Exactly. What I'm saying is, the skin and the hair is exactly the same. The skin on the head, the Torah never said you have to put on the mizbech. And the hair, the Torah never said you have to put on the mizbech. The skin on the rest of the body, there's a din the skin, as I'm explaining to you. The skin on the rest of the body, there's a chiyuv to remove. The skin on the head, there's no chiyuv to remove. There's no pasuk that says you have to keep the skin on. Just like there's no pasuk that says you have to keep the hair on. The status of the skin and the hair, halachically, is exactly the same. There is no din. It's connected to the whole. There's no din to remove it. So if our threshold of pigul is the lack of an obligation to remove it, so the hair is exactly like the skin. And if the threshold is it needs to be the zechiv hakhorer, the skin also doesn't qualify. If you remove the skin, you're not makter on the mizbeach, and if you remove the hair, you're not makter on the mizbeach. And the only thing, that's the Briskerov's kasha. The only thing the skin has is that you don't have to remove it. That's the Briskerov's kasha. That's again, that Rashi really seems to just be following the simple reading of our Gemara. Because our Gemara, the Brisa, says clearly, Seyar, Tzemer Shebroshik Vasim, says, Mashma the skin. So therefore
the hair is a lesser less of a stance than the skin does. So Rashi may be interpreting that because it doesn't have its own control, so it's less.
If I move the flesh, then the skin comes off too. As though everything's that way.
Remove the skin, the hair is off. Right?
And if you remove the flesh,
then the skin is off.
Exactly. So keep on going. It's just layers. Every part of the behemoth is that way. If you take off the other part, yeah, it comes out. No. There's nothing different. Right? Again, Rashi, if you look at Madaik and Rashi, Rashi says, She'or Roish is Einoi Bechlal Hashet. That's why the Briskov is another kash. He says, then bones should have two. Bones also go on the Mizbech. There's no din hefshir on the bones. Right? So the bones of an oiler should also have a pickle. If the threshold is anything which is not removed, even though it on its own doesn't have a din of haktora, but it's enough to say it's not removed, so the bones should also have pickle. Yet the bones don't have pickle. There's no halacha pickle by the bones. Why not? Now what's interesting is, and both of them don't have a din of haktor. Meaning, if you took the hair off, obviously you don't put the hair on the mizbech. If you took the skin off, you don't put the skin on the mizbech. If you took the bones out, you don't take the bones on the mizbech. So they're all totally related to each other. You understand? There's a din haktor on the emurim. There's a din haktor on dam. There's a din haktor on the basar of the emurim. Okay? There's no din haktorah on the skin, there's no din haktorah on the hair, and there's no haktorah on the bones. Most of the skin you remove, so it doesn't go on the mizbech. The skin of that you don't have to remove, so it ends up on the mizbech. The hair on the head of the skin also doesn't have to remove, so it also ends up on the mizbech. The bones don't have to be removed, they also end up on the mizbech. But yet, only the skin on the head, there's no dinner, this isn't a pickle. And Rashi says, what's the reason? Because there's no connection. Because you don't have to remove it. So this is so much bothering the Briskerov that the Briskerov says, we're talking about dafke, the skin, soft skin, which is really part of the meat. It's not regular skin. And it, like I said, the main thing that, the main difficulty that stands out is the fact that that's not even mentioned. I should say, we're talking about the Or HaRach. It's not because of Hefshet, really. Yes, Hefshet plays a role, but the active ingredient is that it's the softer skin that's part of the flesh. It's really Bosa. The Briskerov has a whole piece on this. That soft skin on the head is like the flesh. It's not really skin. So it's almost like Hefshet would obstruct it from being part of the Bosa. So it comes out that Rashi, the whole sugi really, is missing the Nekuda HaTichoina, which is that we're talking about the soft skin, which is really part of the head. We're not talking about the harder skin, which is...
The Briskerov would say you wouldn't be able to remove it.
Technically. But that's what I'm trying to tell you is that the way the Briskerov is explaining it, the active ingredient of this is not the fact that it's not removed. Like you said, it could be even not allowed to remove it. The active ingredient is that's the soft skin, which is part of the flesh. Right. And if the Torah would have obligated me to remove it, that would have obstructed the halacha of basar. But the real reason why it's basar is not because it doesn't have hefshet. Now Rashi emphasizes the fact that there's no hefshet. That's the main thing. There's no hefshet on it. So that needs clarity. But the bottom line is, it says over there, "Vein chayolav mishapigul noisav etom emhalam embachutz pater, my loy mifaglen es hazevach, and loy mispaglen machma zevach." Doesn't become pigul from the carb. So it sounds like it doesn't become pigul, and it lists over there also the shlil. It's listed there as one of the items, and according to Rabbi Lezer, the shlil does become the shlil and the shalia do become pigul together with the carb. Loi, just like we said before, loi mispaglin machmas atzmon. The Gemara says, if that's the case, then what do you need again to say? Yehochi adiktani sefer kulam loi mifaglin v'loi mispaglin. If it's also talking about itself, hasulamali, what I have to repeat it for? Well, the tamech, the Gemara says, what do you mean? When it says, at the end of the Mishnah again, ein chayov mishem pigol hasulamali, it already says, you're not chayav for pigul. Ela aydi deboy lemisni noisav etome, since it's adding some dinim, so it adds a pigul too. Ton of pigul. Hochanami, again, aydi deboy lemisni hamalame and bachutz, tonanami v'kulam loy mefaglam v'loy mespaglam. Okay. So we're remaining with the mahalich that's the bottom line, that according to Rabbi Lezer, the halach of mespaglam is only machmas hazevach. But if you would specifically have in mind the Machsheva's Pigel on the Shlil Vishelya, it wouldn't work. Even for itself. Which again is not clear, but that's okay. Zokti Gemara, Rova Omar, Rova says, I have another guy, I have an Anami Tanina. HaShechet HaMugdoshim. It says clearly, the Shecht Kotshim, Lechol Shlil Shelya Bachutz, Loi Pigel. Doesn't make it Pigel. V'amoylik HaSatoyim Lechol Beitzeim Bachutz, Loi Pigel. Okay, so far so good. For Hodu Tani, and then it says, Cholav HaMukdosh and Beitzei Torah and Chayolav Mishim Pigul Noisav Etomei. Why is the list Shlil V'Shelya? The Torah says, Shlil and Shelya could become Chayav and Pigul. If you mafagel the Korban, the Shlil and Shelya become Pigul. There's the fact that the Mishnah isolates Beitzei Torah and Cholav HaMukdosh, and it says, on them you could never be Chayav and Pigul. Vice the Choy, Shlil V'Shelya, you would have Pigul. How? By being mefagel the carbon, you mefagel that. Elav shema mino kan machmas hazevach. The case where it says that it could become pigul, talking about machmas hazevach. And kan machmas atzmon, shema mino. So really, this is the conclusion of the sugi. Conclusion of the sugi is that even according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds this, it didn't pigul on the shlul v'shelya, that's only if it's only together with the carbon, independently, will never have halacha of pilul. Not only can't it be mefagel the zevach, if you try to be mefagel it independently, it won't work. That's the conclusion. Now the Gemara jumps to lechara asugi. There's really no shaychus to our asugi, but I'm gonna be mavari. I think it does very much so. But let's just see. So Gemara says like this: Tanan osam. Bali mumim, Rabbi Akiva machshio, the bali mumim. This is a halacha by korbanos that became possible in the Azore. The halacha is in all over Yeret. The halacha is if they went on the Mizbeach, they don't go down. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva machshe bebali mumim. Rabbi Akiva holds that even bali mumim, if they went on the Mizbeach, the halacha is lo Yeret. Omer Avchi Barabbam Rav Yechanon. This halacha that on a bal mumim, if it went on the Mizbeach, you let it stay. It's only a mum that's not really visible, the eyelid of the behemoth, because that's a much weaker mum. It's kosher by a bird. Memeila by a bird, only a mechusa aver is possible, only if it's missing a limb. So therefore, this is the kind of mum which imalo yeret. That's only if the mum happened after it became a korban. However, if the mum happened even before, then it never got kedushas carbon. In that case, the mo'oloi yerit. So why are we bringing in this? There's not really no shaychas tarsugi. We're bringing it for one point, but even that one point doesn't really have shaychas tarsugi. The Gemara says, "Umoy the Rebbe Kiva ba'ilus nekeva, the command to call the mum like they should done. Oilus nekeva also is a mo'oloi yerit, since nekeva by its gender, is not roi to be an oila, so it's equivalent to an animal having a mum before you were makdish it. The mum is, it's an akeva. That's eil chomum godol mizeh. That's the gemum. So why are we bringing in this? It's really nothing to do with our sugya. This is a m'olol yeret sugya. This is a whole separate sugya. We're going to have a perek later on that deals with these dinim. Agav Orcha, we're bringing it in because it says that Oilas Nekeva is Imolo Yeret. And the Gemara is being medayik that the fact that it's Oilas Nekeva Imolo Yeret, that you see that a Nekeva is not considered a carbon oila, even enough so to that if you be the Evid, you put on the Mizbeach, it won't stay on. And the Gemara is saying, Mosav Rav Zeva, Hamala Meim Bachutz Poto. It says that if you mala bachutz from the shlil and the shell, you potter, right? The fetus. Is mashma tafke the shlil and shell, the fetus or the bag, the aftermath, the afterbirth. Hom psar imon. Mashma only the shlil shell, there's no din of chi of carbon. If you were makter the actual flesh of the mother, you'd be chayiv. What's the case? What is the case? All kachim, the basar doesn't go on the mizbech. Right? Shlomim, all the other kachim, the basar gets, the emurim go on the mizbeach, and the basar gets eaten, either by the koyanim, by the bailim, right? The basar doesn't get eaten. The only carbon that has basar that goes on the mizbeach is oil. Basar, besides the emurim, the only carbon is an oil. Right? So when the Mishnah said that you're not chayiv on the shlil and the shell here, right? Bachutz, what's the case? Has to be a carbon oil. Because if it wouldn't be a carbon oil, then even if you did the meat, it would be potter. You understand? It's only possible, the only example where the Mishnah has to tell you that on the shlil and the shell here, Your potter if you makter it outside. There's only one example, carbon oil. Because if it's not a carbon oil, even the actual flesh you potter. Right? So it has to be talking about a carbon oil. And yet, you're only potter on the fetus. But on the flesh itself, you're chayiv. What do you mean? It's obviously in the cave. If it has a fetus, it's in the cave. So why are you chayev? The only explanation would be because Ola Layeget. Since the evidence for when on the Mizbech you don't take it off, it's enough coal belongs on the Mizbech. If you mark it outside, you put, but now you tell me that according to Rabbi Akiva, that a oil snakeva, if you put it on the Mizbech, you have to take it off, which means it's completely isolated from the Mizbech. Then you're not chayev outside either. You understand? That's the Gemara's kasha. Mamish be'etz have nothing to do with our sugi. That's what the Gemara is busy with now. Something that has nothing to do with our sugi. Mamish in him all olayerit sugi, which we got because of a gematria almost. Right? We sucked it into our sugi. So obviously, something is cooking here. But that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, agavurcha, it says that you potter on the shluv v'shalya, is mashma on the meat itself, you be chayef. The meat itself is the meat of the mother, which is obviously in the keva. Obviously, we're talking about an oil, because if it's not an oil, there's no thing to put on the mizbeach. Must be that an oil is the keva, oloi loy teged. That's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, what's going on? Echim ishkachas lo boil is the keva, yom ishtom kisav rebe keva, oil is the keva, oloi teged, amani rebe keva. Eliyamitim oloi teged, homani. Who's it going like? Doesn't mean the flesh. We're talking about the emurim. We're talking about a shlomim, not an oiler. For hol mehem ktoni, it's mashma from the meat itself. Tum yidid hu. Elo emo hamayla mehem huem bachutz potter. The emurim of the shlil. Hol meimure imon chayav. And fine, so we readjusted it. We readjusted it. That when we said that if you're Maila Bachutz Yipotter, we're not talking about the actual shlil. We're talking about the emurim of the fetus. On that we say that emurim of the fetus Yipotter, but the emurim of the mother not. We're talking about a regular shlomim. That's the Gemara. Why is the Gemara going in now to Ola Yerit? What does this have to do with our sugya, Bachal? What does this have to do with our sugya? So I think we have a Pashat Mahalach, really, that will give us clarity in the whole sugya, in all that we were struggling on. We were struggling in the last couple of shiurim to understand what's going on with the Tuf of the Iker. Right? Because until we got into the reeds here with these two Mishnayos, we understood it was very straightforward. That according to Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim all, the Shlul Shelly is not part of the Korban. And therefore, it's no different than the eggs and the milk. No shaykhis. It could never become pigul. It can't make other things pigul. It can't become pigul. The chacham are very straightforward. Either it's part of the korban, it's not part of the korban. Part of the korban, it becomes pigul, it makes pigul, it is pigul. Beautiful. Rebbe Lezer has a different view. He says that this, that the halacha is that it can't make pigul, that's only it can't make the korban pigul, but it could become pigul. So we're very simple. We learned that also very straightforward. He learns there's such a thing called a tuffle of a carbon. Right? So there's three levels. There's the carbon, ikker carbon. Okay? That's the main part of the carbon. The flesh, the blood, that's the main part of the carbon. Then you have the shlil shelya, those things, the murah, the intestines, whatever it is. That category is a tuffle to the carbon. So it's not the carbon, but it's not a main part of the carbon. And therefore, it cannot impact the carbon. However, it could be impacted by the carbon. Because it is part of the carbon. It's not an essential part of the carbon. It is part of the carbon. That's the way we understood Rebbe Elazar. And then you have the Beit Seitoirim and the Chol of HaMukdashim, that category. And that category is not part of the carbon at all. It's separate. And Lamai said that's why it's mutter. And by the way, in halacha we find this even in treifas, meaning we find some things are called yoytze. In Maseches Becharis we had this. Some things you're not allowed to eat because yoytze and tame, right? So a pig that gives birth to a cow, you can't eat the cow because it's yoytze and tame, and even though it came out of a cow. And then we have dvash. From the bee, which the Gemara says is mutter, and meiraglayim, things that are not even cool, part of the animal at all. Nishkefelach. So Rebbe Elazar basically holds there's three categories. There's the Iker carbon. There's the fetus and the bag, the afterbirth. That all is not the main part of the carbon, but it's a tuffle to the carbon. And then you have the milk and the eggs garnished. It's almost as black and white as the Chacham. The only difference is the Chachamim have one line, part of the carbon, not part of the carbon. Reb Elazar has a second line, part of the carbon, tuffle to the carbon, and then everything else is... That's so simple. But then when we got into Asugi, we saw it's not so simple. Because our Gemara is saying that this middle category of Shlil and Shelia cannot become Pigul. Even if you do it independently, try to make it Pigul, can't become Pigul. Not just it can't affect the rest of the carbon, it can't itself become Pigul. That was the... In that we had this whole thing with the skin on the head, which we were struggling with the hair, with the skin, and what's the difference. So this was very blurry to us. What's the pshat that if it becomes pigul, it should be able to, if it could become pigul with the carbon, you should be able to make it pigul. And if you can't make it pigul, why should it become pigul with the rest of the carbon? We understood why it can't make the carbon pigul. So let's go to the hair now. We had this problem with the hair, right? Why is the hair different than the skin? What's going on with the skin? So I want to share with you a Mikdash David. We have the Briskarov's approach, which is we're talking about special kind of skin. But there's a fascinating Mikdash David. Mikdash David says like this. He says, he has the following question. He goes to the Sugyan Chulin Kufchav Beis with his tack of the skin on the head, and he says that Zeshe Mefaglin Ba'ol Hudavke Kishu Mechubel. Right? So the Or HaRosh, this that the skin of the head you can make pigul, it's only while it's connected. This is what we were talking about, David. What happens if you took it off? Could you then make it pigul? The halach is no. Right? So in a way that makes us more confusing. Because it's mamish like bones. The bones, when they're connected, go on the mizbeach. When they're not connected, they don't go on the mizbeach. Right? So it's mamish the same. The skin on the head, when it's connected to the head, goes on the mizbeach. When it's not connected to the head, it's not going on the mizbeach. When it's not connected, you can't make it into pigul either. So if somebody would have in mind, let's say, that he's going to be mefagel the skin, he's going to skin it, and he's going to have in mind to put the skin on the mizbeach at a later date. It wouldn't become pigul. It's only his kavana is the skin kishu mechubel. So he says akasha, tzorech yin tuva, ma'ish no ora abos o sheikha shu nifrad min aroish ein mefaglen boy, ukshu mechubel mefaglen boy, והצמר והצמר שהם נקטורים במחובר, אף על פיקן הם מפגלים במחובר. What's going on? What's the difference? So he says the following. He says that the skin, while it's connected, the skin tak is the ultimate tuffle. It's a tuffle to the flesh. Right? So long that the skin is on the flesh, right? So it's part of the basar. The skin is part of the meat, so long that it's connected to the meat. Right? It's taka tuffle. It's the ultimate tuffle. But so long that it's mechubel, it's part. And really, the halacha should be that even if you took the skin off, you should put on the mizbech. Because it's part of the flesh. Without the din of skinning it, it's part of the flesh. It's different than the bones. The bones taken up. The bones are not part of the basar. And we find that in Tumas Eichlum too. That the skin that's connected to the meat is makabel Tumas Eichlum. The bones are not makabel Tumas Eichlum. Right? The bones are not part. The skin is part. Okay? So really, the skin, even when it's removed, should go on the mizbeach. Al basar. He says like this, he says, V'zeh shaloi makrivim, כשהוא נפרד, Because it's Moros. And he brings a Moritic Araya to this. His Raya is that the Gemara Paskins, that the bones, if they got separated from the body before it went on the Mizbeach, and then you put the bones on the Mizbeach, Yerdu, you have to take it off the Mizbeach. The skin, even if it got separated from the body and it went back on the Mizbeach, you don't take it off the Mizbeach. What's the difference? There it is, because the skin, Behemoth, is part of the Basar. The skin, Be'etzim, is part of the flesh. It's just that it's Mos. Once it's skinned, it's a double Mos, you don't put on the Mizbeach. Memele, if it went on, lo yerid. The bones are only associated to the karm. When they're connected to the karm, they're not part of the basar. So the bones are only going on, they're going on as a piggyback ride. Once they're disconnected, they have no shaychas to the Mizbeach. The skin always has a shaychas to Mizbeach. Be'etzem. Because it's the basar, it's part of the basar. The reason why the skin, once you skin the head, you wouldn't put the skin on the Mizbeach, it's mias. You don't put something mias on the Mizbeach. It's almost like hakriveyu no lepechasecha. It's not proper. That's why imolo loyerit. The hair is the same thing. The hair is like bones. The hair is not makabel tumas oichlim. The hair is not part of the basar. The hair is only associated as long as it's connected. That's why in order to have a din pigul, you need at least that it should independently be a molo l'yeret. That's the critical. That's the critical element here. There has to be at least an molo l'yeret. So long that there's an molo l'yeret, you understand? That's enough. That it should be in the parasha of pigul. That's the chiluk between the skin and the bones. Don't have a din of molo l'yeret, and the hair doesn't have a din of molo l'yeret. Now we understand why the whole sugi continues with the molo l'yeret with shchut echutz, because the whole sugi is riding on the qualification of pigul. In order for something to be qualified for pigul, what makes it called lachmei shel mizbeach? What makes it called associated to mizbeach? It has to independently have halach of the molo l'yeret. So long that it has halach of molo l'yeret, that's enough to be called independently. That's the so any in order to affect pigul, it has to be lach meishom mizbeach. Lach meishom mizbeach means it has an independent molo l'yeret. It doesn't have to be independently kosher for the mizbeach. If it went by itself, if this thing went by itself on the Mizbeach, there would be an Imolo Yerid on it. That bones not, bones are Yerid. The halacha is that the Atzamos, Shepirshu, once the bones were separated from the body, Imolo Yerid. So now we understand why the whole sugya ends with that whole zetz of Imolo Yerid, because that's the whole sugya. Memele, you could say like this. The Shlil and the Sheli of the Behemah are very unique because they have a Manolo Leyerit on it. That's the reason why Rebbe Lezer holds it's Mefagel. Because there's a Manolo Leyerit on it. To him, that's enough. That's enough to be called. But they are only a Manolo Leyerit as a toffle to the Behemah. If you're mocked to the Behemah, then you could be mocked to them. So they're only Lachmei Shel Mizbeach after there's a Behemah here. They're not independently Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. Memela Rebbe Lezer holds that they can't be Mefagel Machmas Atzma. Because if you're isolating them on their own, they're not Roy for the Mizbeach. They're not Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. That's this middle. But the qualification to make Pigul is Imolo Loyerit. That's the qualification. That's the broader qualification. And that's why the Gemara says, in order to be Chayef for Shchut Echutz, also has to be independently Imolo Loyerit. That's why if you're makter skin of the oila outside, you'd be Chayef for that, the skin of the head. Because on that is Imolo Loyerit. If you be makter the sar or the atzomus of the oila bachutz, you'd be Potter. Because on that there's not an independent Imolo Loyerit. So that really ties the whole sugya together. I have to stop early today, so I'm running. Yes, we came to a conclusion finally. Long.
Lighting candles in terms of work. I have to go to a. I put a reminder at home and then.